episode number 271, Chevrolet reveals Camaro convertible on Facebook.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the CamaroC28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back everyone for another episode of the CamaroC28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Whew, this is weird because I can only hear out of one side of my headphones because my other ear is screwed.
What?
I can only hear out of one of my... I've got an ear infection. It's a stupid thing. It's weird.
Well, I saw the picture of you with a candle stuck out of your ear.
Yeah.
Hope that worked out real good.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Because they don't work. But they're funny.
Yeah.
They're good for a laugh.
Yeah.
So, I guess we better talk about what we're going to talk about here.
Well, we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about this episode.
Yeah. You want to go down the rundown or just kick it off?
Let's kick it off.
Kick it off?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Kick it off.
So, Chevrolet this week just, bam, releases pictures of the Camaro convertible on Facebook under a new tab. I think it's called the Den.
Camaro Den, yeah.
And they've got all these pictures ready for the LA Auto Show, where the Camaro convertible is going to be debuted coming up here real soon.
Yeah.
They've also got a lot of pictures of the SEMA cars in there as well.
Yeah, very
so,
cool.
So what do you think of the pictures?
It's in the moonlight.
It's awesome. It's black.
Yeah. And photographing a black car at night is tough.
What granted, I like the most is we finally get to see a pretty decent shot of a convertible with the top up. Black top, and I think it looks great.
Yeah, and now I can finally talk a little bit about what was mentioned at the Camaro Focus Group.
Excellent.
One of the things that they, the last one here we had this past, what, August?
Yep.
One of the things that they wanted to avoid was what Mr. Oppenheiser called the hungry horse, which is if you look at a horse that's hungry, you see its ribs sticking out, and that's what a lot of convertible tops look like. Take a good look at an older Saab if you can manage to find one on the road when they're really ugly.
Okay.
You'll see like it's almost like pitching a pup tent.
Yeah.
You know, and when the convertible top is up, you see the ribs of it, so to speak.
Kind of like those old LeBarons.
Yeah, where it looks like a circus tent.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen on the Camaro convertible. So they spent a lot of time engineering it so it looked right. And you'll really only see one and a half of those bows going across that support the convertible top fabric. And the one is really needs to be there because otherwise it'll look funny. It'll look like a jelly bean if the one isn't there just above the rear window. It actually helps keep the coupe appearance to it. And the rest of them, they're rather hidden for a convertible top.
I think it looks wonderful here, even with the top down here. This is that the convertible cover?
Yeah, that's an optional. It was optional at the time. I don't know if it's going to become standard on certain packages or not. You know who'd know about that?
Oh, Fitzy?
Oh, Fitzy. yeah, but the top, we saw the top of the focus group, and we saw how it fits. We saw how it stores, and it fits great, and it stores in the trunk wonderfully when it's not being used.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was a pretty high-quality thing, and it was, I believe, a genuine GM part that they're going to issue it under.
Cool.
Chris, do you regret not getting a convertible?
Do I regret it? No, absolutely not.
Are you going to get rid of your 2010 and get a 2012-11
convertible?
No. No?
No.
What's wrong with you?
No, sorry. Now, like I said before, if this convertible was ready at the same time the coupe came out, I probably would have bought a convertible.
Hear that, Fitz?
But I know, you know, for their reasons, they you know, couldn't come out with it at the same time.
Well, I know you, though, and one day you might just decide to do it.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe one day.
You're going to do it. You can do it.
I don't know, but there's one thing about the convertible that I think I kind of like and a lot of people hate.
What?
It's the shark fin on the back.
Oh, you're crazy.
Personally, I kind of like it.
You're crazy.
Call me crazy.
I
kind of like it.
Hey.
I'm the guy who likes the backup lights, too, so a lot of people don't like the backup lights either.
You like the backup lights?
Yeah.
All right, seriously. excuse me. That was one of the backup lights don't bother me.
No.
You know, they don't look as bad as what people were making out them out to be. Of course, it's only like six people in the whole world that really are making a big deal out of anything over and over and over again.
Are people still all crying and all butthurt about the the little sensors in the bumper for the backup assist?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to them. Oh. They can kiss my ass. I like the damn car. There, I said it. Yeah, I might be drunk with power, but I said it. The shark fin is something I'm not a fan of. And again, at the last focus group, I took Cheryl aside and I said, look, you got to do something about that. And she's like, we tried a lot of different things. They tried to integrate into the side mirrors, like on the Corvette.
Yeah.
And there's just too much already in place that they have to work around that they couldn't do it. If you like it, then that means somebody else has got to like it too.
Yeah.
Unless you're thoroughly crazy, but...
I'm not crazy.
If it's body colored, it would look better.
And with a black car, it's black. So.
Well, even if what if you get a red one,
or
a
jewel
white one,
or something?
Yeah, you know, would it look better with or without being body colored?
I don't know, man. Black goes with everything.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you, okay? We're talking about the rest of the world and the longevity and the success of the vehicle.
People are gonna buy it.
It doesn't look that bad. It really doesn't. I mean, it's just kind of.
If someone's going to go in and look at a convertible Camaro, they're going to want to buy the car because it's a convertible. Whether or not it has a shark fin on the trunk, I think is just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I've seen uglier things on cars. It's not bad. I just wish that there was an alternative. That's,
you know what? The aftermarket will probably take care of that too.
Well, you know what really take care of it? A ball peen hammer. Just laterally pop that sucker
because
right
that
off.
Because that controls OnStar as well as XM.
Who needs it? It's Big Brother anyway.
Oh,
no, you
go.
Know what? The car looks just better and better every
it's
time
phenomenal.
I see it. I mean, once again, they did such a great job.
Yeah. Like I said last week, the real first convertible production car I've seen in person was the Neiman Marcus one.
Yeah.
At SEMA, and I loved it. It was just incredible.
Did you happen to walk around the backside of that?
I walked around the entire car, and in fact, the video is up. Of me walking around the entire car.
Was there a key lock on the rear trunk lid?
You know what? I didn't even pay attention. I'm going to have to look at my pictures and video.
Because the thing that I was asking myself was, where did they get this car if production won't start until January? And then a friend of mine at where I work pointed out, you know, the Neiman Marcus car has he's actually the product information manager for Camaro and Corvette, among other vehicles, at Campbell Ewald, and he said, you know, there's a lock on the trunk lid. Is it supposed to be there? And I'm like, no, but if it's on there, that tells me where the Neiman Marcus car came from. It's a pre-production car, one of the rare ones. It might have been one of the first ones we ever saw that was just retrofitted and repainted and restyled. So
probably
that thing's going to be worth a bundle.
I bet.
If they could sell it. Anyway, once again. Congratulations to the Camaro team. It looks like even better and better. It looks better in that picture than what I thought it looked when I saw it in person.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it yet, go to our main page at CamaroZ28.com. It's right there. You can click on it, and it leads to a link of a bunch of pictures of it.
Mm-hmm. With a discussion thread. Mm-hmm. Throw your thoughts in it and let people know what you think, good or bad. There's always a General Motors folks looking at what we say, and while they may not say anything back, they're definitely taking note of things. I can guarantee you that. So moving on to special vehicles.
Something else you released this week.
Yeah, very, very happy to release the video called The Roots of the American Pride Camaro. And it's really, it's about a 15-minute video that I had to split up into two parts to put up on YouTube. It's hosted by our good friend Scott, the FBOD Father Settlemyer. And Mickey Harris, the artist who spent, I think he said, 300 man hours painting the American Pride Camaro. And if you don't know what the American Pride Camaro is, just do a search on CamaroZ28.com. And Chris, you'd link it up in the show notes, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
This video is really cool. It really talks about the inspiration and why this car was done. And it's really a heartfelt and awesome video. Once again, this is also on the main page of CamaroZ28.com, if we didn't mention.
Yeah, in fact, you released this on Veterans Day.
Yes, I did.
So this is a very fitting car. This is incredible. I mean, when I was watching the video and listening to, what's the guy's name, Mickey?
Mickey Harris.
Mickey Harris. He said this is like his Sistine Chapels.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for over 20 years.
Yeah, I think
close
he said
to 30,
30,
right?
30-something, yeah.
Wow.
And this is
what his... to watch him like freehand that picture of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
that was just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's good. But the thing is that everybody needs to see, who's a Camaro enthusiast, really need, they owe it to themselves to see this car in person. Don't, and when you do, without being too mushy or anything, don't be surprised at all to see grown men crying, because there's a lot of veterans out there. There's a lot of people who, you know, have brothers, fathers, sons who are veterans, and this really, really conjures up
a lot of emotions.
The meaning of being a veteran, of serving this country. You know, I mean, yeah, okay, it's a car with a cool paint job, but there's a lot of soul.
It's a story
in it. Yeah, I mean, it tells the story of every veteran out there at one point or another. And speaking of Veterans Day, you know, happy Veterans Day to all those out there who are serving, yeah, and taking care of us. We appreciate it. You know, a little late, but hey, you know, that I hope everybody had a good day, and hope everybody's.
So, if you're listening to the show, I'm going to link this up in the show notes for the video, but everybody should go watch this because it's an incredible video, and I don't think anybody else has posted it.
No, a DVD was sent to me, and I had explicit permission to stick it up on the net. So, it's on our newly created, surprisingly enough, but newly created YouTube channel.
Yeah.
What's the channel name, Chris?
It's Camaro Z28com. So if you just go to youtube.com/CamaroZ28com. We're going to be putting up a lot of the videos we've scattered all over the place in the last 10 years or more. We finally found like a home that we're going to just put everything there together. So it's in one central location.
Yeah, we did have our video section that we were using for a while.
And we still do.
And we still do. Yep. But we're going to be shifting gears, I think, here going forward in the future.
Yeah.
Poke. So check out the video. Tell us what you think. There's a thread created for it. It's an awesome, awesome vehicle. And thank you, Scott Settlemyer, for hosting it, the video. And I mean actually in the video, not hosting the web space.
Yeah.
And of course, Mickey Harris, if you're listening, I met you at the
Indie show?
The NEOCC show,
NEOCC,
when they where they unveiled the car. And excellent job. It's unbelievable.
I can't imagine how careful they have to be with this car when they transport it from one place to another. I'm going, oh my God.
Oh, it's funny you mention that.
Why?
Because the day they unveiled it, I was pulling out of the parking lot of the hotel in my car. Settlemyer was driving that car, gassing it up. And I'm like,
God.
What?
It's like driving around a Picasso.
You're driving the Mona Lisa around.
Yeah, because, I mean, if that gets scratched and God knows what, it...
I'm sure Mickey's good enough to take care of it, but it's not the same, you know. No, so
this is like an original masterpiece.
Yeah, and everybody's going to have a chance, I would hope, to see this car because it's going to be making a lot of the show tours, you know, the Camaro shows.
They said they were going to be taking around to a lot of military bases.
Yes, yes. In fact, they filmed the video at the Selfridge Air Base right here in Michigan, just northern Detroit area, not too far from where we live. So if you get a chance to see this car, get out and see it, and you'll just be absolutely stunned. Needs new wheels, though. Somebody needs to put some different wheels on it. All right, we got to move on.
Yep.
And we got to kind of rattle through some things briefly. Nitto Tire, one of our major sponsors.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Go to their web, their Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Finish this for me.
Yeah. There's a post in a couple different forums. And what you do is you just click on the link. It'll take you to the official page of Nitto on Facebook. If you click the like button and become like their page, you have a chance to win a pair of Nitto tires.
Not even, actually two pair, I would think.
Two pair. Oh.
Four.
A whole set.
A whole set of four.
Nice. And they've already given away a couple sets already.
Yeah, and we talked to the Nitto guys there at SEMA because we're kind of buddies with them. And I guess it's going pretty well for them, so I don't know how long they're going to keep doing this. So all you got to do is, you know,
let's go like them.
Win a free set of tires with one click of your mouse. Can't beat it with a stick.
Of course not. What about people who have already liked them? Are they included? Because
I would think so.
I went to go click the like, and
I already liked them. Yeah. I liked them right away. I liked them the moment I met them.
Next here.
GM ripped me off. Chevrolet ripped me off, more specifically.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. The new... some people are going to go, what in the hell is he talking about? Especially people that know me well. in 2006, I released my Envision, my Sistine Chapel, called Bring on the Storm. It was a conceptual video. There was no 2010 or 2009 at the time, Camaro concept commercial.
Yeah.
So I commissioned Steve Whitaker, a 3D animator, to help me make this into a reality. And it is up on YouTube. It's got a certain part of it that is strikingly similar to the new Chevy Runs Deep promotional video that they've just released.
35 seconds in.
35 seconds in. Yeah, and so, you know, I got ripped off. They totally ripped me off.
So basically, you want to look at the video of the Bring on the Storm.
Uh-huh.
At 35 seconds in.
35 seconds in.
Compared to the Chevrolet's recent Chevy Runs Deep commercial, 56 seconds in.
Right.
And I'm going to link this in the show notes as well, so you can go ahead and you can compare the two, and you let us know what you think. Did someone rip off Jason?
No, nobody ripped me off. And in fact, I know a little bit about Chevrolet advertising. And they focus on the bow tie a lot, and it's just purely coincidental. It's so coincidental that I can't even be flattered that it's similar, but kinda I think, like, it is a neat coincidence.
Wasn't it that coincidence, like, with Mikey? Do you remember him when he had his own 97transam.com page and he had the Pontiac logo, and then next thing you know, Pontiac's doing a web page with the WS6 with the logo of the Pontiac? Just like it was on his page.
Oh, I remember that. Remember that? Yeah.
That was years ago. That was when the WS6 came out in 2000? Something like that. 98? Yeah.
It's just a neat coincidence. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I really do. Since we're talking about it, one time I developed a website for SLP, and it was probably about 90% done, and it almost saw the light of day, but it never did.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, about 2 months later, the GMC website was, I would say, 70% identical to it.
The what?
The GMC.
GMC.
The truck website.
Okay.
And I thought it was, there's no way they could have known because it never got released, but I thought it was pretty cool that I was on the right track.
Yeah. Wow.
So, moving on, we've been running a contest for, I don't know, a month or so, asking people to call in and get their car storage tips for winter storage tips in.
Yeah.
And what did I say I was giving away?
I don't know. I think you said you were giving away
a Series 1 Camaro Z28.com diecast car. And probably a couple other things I got laying around that's in the Camaro Z28.com prize vault. So I guess this is going to be released on Sunday the 14th? I don't have a calendar on this day.
This show?
Yeah, this show is going to be released on the 14th. So the contest will end on the 15th. So that gives everybody one last day
to get their
tips in. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call. We'll give out the number in a little bit. Give your best winner storage tip, and you'll be in the running. And then we'll announce the winner on the show episode that gets released on the 21st/22nd, depending on when that is. Yeah, next week. So get them in. Get them in. And speaking of getting calls in, we got some voicemails, right?
Well, yeah. But first, we need to talk about something that was, I thought, incredibly cool that got posted by our good friend, Camaro Scotty.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
I think it was just today.
That's right. Just Friday.
Yeah, well, Friday, because we're recording this podcast a little early this week. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Vito.
he made a link to his webpage, CamaroScotty.com, and he can do live and instant Camaro order status checking for anybody. If you IM your order to him, if I'm online, I should be able to check it right away. No need to wait for someone to post an update for you.
Yeah, he's got like a little chat box on his page. And
nice.
If he's on, you just throw it in there. In fact, as soon as I saw him posted, I tried it out and I jumped on. I'm like, hey, dude. He's like, what's up? Scotty's cool. Awesome. He's absolutely awesome. Speaking of which, he made a post about a supercharger being offered by GM Performance Parts.
Okay.
And that is in the...
I think I was at the press conference for that at SEMA.
Really?
Yeah, when Dr. Jamie Meyer. Showed some new stuff from GM Performance Parts after the other press conference that was releasing the Z Concepts for the compact cars.
Basically like an LS9 ZR1 supercharger. Just without the LS9 stuck to it.
Yep. Yeah.
So he posted this in the, pardon me, 2010, 2011 LS3 and L99 OEM V8 engine discussion. I think that would border on aftermarket, but
yeah,
good enough for right now.
Cool.
Thanks, so Scotty. Thank you, Scotty, as always, and you know, keep us posted on cool stuff. Can we do voicemails now?
Are you ready?
I don't know. After last week's episode...
Well, we're going to this cold again.
Yeah, okay, just do it. Just.
Hey, Chris and Jason, David, the postal worker.
No.
The Viagra Poppin' postal worker. I'm sorry about the other call, but the wife, she's kind of frisky because she's 38 and I'm 52. So she kind of gets frisky a lot. Besides that, love my V6, and I was wondering if you've heard anything on the Z28 as far as delivery dates. I know you said when you could order them, but when they would actually be available. And hope you guys had a great time out in Vegas, and look for those pictures on the website. And again, I'm sorry for the outrageous behavior, but you know, you can't control the young wife. Okay, here'll be the Housewives of the Postal Office. That'll be the next show on, like, Jersey Housewives. You guys take care. Later.
Good old Dave.
We don't apologize. We didn't have to play it, yeah. But we thought that it would be in the spirit of our listenership to play that frisky voicemail.
Yeah, and by the way, Dave, thanks for those pictures you sent as well.
Yeah, yeah, you look like you're...
having a good time.
Happier than a pig and whatever pigs get happy in.
So Dave's question of the week.
Yeah.
He wants to know when the Z28 is going to be released, since we already talked about this with the...
Oh, Tuesday. Wait a second. What? We said that... What?
Yeah, since we already released the specs.
We did?
I guess.
What Z28? Yeah. Dude, you're popping too many.
I think you're talking little about the blue convertible.
Pills. Yeah, the convertible. The convertible is going to be built January 15th, I believe. I would assume they're going to start hitting the showroom floors. I would say 3 to 4 weeks.
February, March.
Yeah, Z28.
There is no Z28.
There is no such thing, and there never, ever, ever will be ever again.
No, just, Dave, seriously, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know yet.
We have no idea.
Nope, no clue.
It's all speculation right now. Yeah.
Dave, you never cease to amaze me. thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks for the hats. My kid loves wearing it around, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's, can I wear this to school? I'm like, sure. People are going to think you're delivering the mail, though. All right. If you want to call in like Dave does often, you want to say hi, tell us what's on your mind, ask a question about CamaroZ28.com, ask a question about Camaros, or just, you know, whatever, freak us out. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we only have one more voicemail for the week.
I hope it's not him again. I get nervous.
Hey guys, this is Templar Knight from the forums. I'm drunk. I just thought it would be fun to call the voicemail hotline while I'm drunk. I was just curious, on your choices for the five vehicles, would you have them all the same color, or would you want, like, different colors for each vehicle? Because there was this one music video that showed that all the cars the guy had were, like, all red. So I'm curious if all the if you got all five vehicles that you wanted, would you have them be all the same color, or would you just have them different colors so you could have, like, match them to whatever shirt you're wearing for the day? All right. Thanks for dealing with me. Drunk, and I hope to hear this on the podcast. Have a good day. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Templar Knight. I don't know if you remember it, but...
But you will now.
You will now.
Actually, I saw him make a post that referenced that he was drunk in the rest of the post.
It's probably the same night he left this message.
Yeah, and the rest of the post was pretty
really
lucid.
He really didn't sound drunk.
Except he almost, I think he was saying junk.
Oh.
I'm junk.
Slurring a little?
I'm drunk. All right. No, I would not have them all same color because some colors look better on some cars.
I think all mine would be black because you can't get really a different colored Grand National. So that would be black.
You can get a T-Type.
My CTS-V would be black.
You get a T-Type in silver, blue, burgundy,
screw that T-Type. White. I want a GNX.
There's one white GNX called the GNX Ray. Maybe, but it's still semi-considered GNX.
Yeah, I like a black. Like Henry Ford used to say, you know, you can have any color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Templar Knight Alky Master.
Well, that's it for the voicemails this week.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Makes you want to go out and tie a few on, though.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the first time we've been drunk dialed?
Drunk? No. Don't you remember a couple, it was probably 3-4 years ago when we had some drunk New Year's Eve messages?
Was that me?
No, it wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't remember the guy's name. He used to call in all the time.
Bear?
No.
Oh, boy. We should review the tapes.
Yeah, we should.
We do have to move on. Thanks again for calling in, everybody. Yep. And we are doing a monthly contest on our voicemails alone. Not even, you know, a specific topic. We just pick the one that we like the most, and we award a prize at the end of the month.
Right.
Prize pack from the prize vault. So... all right, let's move on here.
Yeah.
Got some sponsor stuff to take care of. PFYC, partsforyourcar.com, posted something kind of interesting. I thought it was pretty cool. They have realistic-looking carbon fiber in a vinyl, so you can wrap carbon fiber in places that would normally be expensive to have made out of carbon fiber. I was thinking that the carbon fiber thing was fading out. But I think I was wrong. It seems to be just as strong as it ever was.
Oh, I know. Especially, I mean, at SEMA this year, there's a lot of carbon fiber stuff.
Yeah. In fact, the American Racing Wheels Camaro that was in the SEMA, or I'm sorry, the Nitto tire booth, that had some very strategic and tasteful carbon fiber trim. And it might have been even the same stuff because it was on top of the mirror, on top of the mirrors, and it was molded around. Yep. It was very, very sharp looking. So maybe carbon fiber is becoming that thing kind of like chrome. It never really goes out of style.
Yep.
What else we got? Oh, our sponsor, Best Wheel Deals, just made a bunch of specials for Camaro wheels and tires, man. And these deals can't be beat. They're unbelievable. And they were posting them in the... Let's see here. It was the 2010-2011 Camaro wheels and tires section. And, 20-inch four-wheel and tire packages starting at $21.85, and I believe that's mounted, balanced, aired up, and shipped.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to clear the Brembo brakes and everything. Check them out. These guys are great. They got some smoking deals. We're really glad to have them as a part of the message board. And, of course, you know, keeping CamaroZ28.com running smooth. What else we got for sponsors? Anything else going on right now? PFYC and not really.
I don't have anything on my
just
list.
New stuff. So, briefly, for Chevrolet and just general. Speaking of Chevrolet, how they kicked ass financially, huh? Or GM, I should say.
Yeah, didn't they post a profit of $2 billion?
Yeah. So keep up the good work. I don't think that this has anything to do with it, but they launched a new advertising initiative for the Silverado Heavy Duty line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody out there has heard of this, but I'd like to know what they think of it. If you go to maxandal.com, maxandal.com, it's for Duramax and Allison, the engine and transmission mm-hmm. combination. Pretty cool initiative that they put together. It's kind of humorous. It's got a couple of rather decent, very well-known names in Hollywood. If you've seen Hot Tub Time Machine or if you watch Family Guy, you'll recognize the actors in it. It's pretty cool. Surf around the site, play with it, because it's one of the sites you can play with. And give us a call. Let us know what you think of this, your initial reaction. I'm kind of curious, because I'm seeing some interesting thoughts put forward on it. So just throw us a call or an email about that.
Cool.
And then finally, the part that I've been waiting for. Chris, you got to talk about this Top Gear episode.
Oh, my God. I haven't laughed this hard in a long, long time. And apparently this episode's been out for months.
I'm laughing just picturing it in my head.
So anyways, I'm at work. I have one of my employees our cataloger in a library, she sends me this video and she says, "You got to watch this. You will laugh so hard." And of course, it's Top Gear. Of course, yeah, I'm going to watch it. The whole episode was, it's about 12 minutes. It's on YouTube. And it's about it's called the Reliant Robin. I've never even heard of this car before.
It's because we don't
this.
Live in Great Britain or whatever.
Yeah.
The stupidest car
ever.
Ever. If you think you've seen stupid cars but you haven't seen a Reliant Robin, you have not seen the stupidest car on the planet. This is the stupidest car ever made. It's just stupid.
You got to watch it. I'm going to link this up in the show notes. You got to watch it because you will be laughing so hard at what they do with this car.
It's just like it's like a kid falling off his bike over and over and over. Take a kid that doesn't know how to ride a bike and put him on a bike and make him ride it. This is what happens to the car.
Over and over.
Oh, man. It's one of those things that...
It's so funny.
It's one of those things that gets funnier and funnier the more you watch it.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you sent that to me because at work I needed a good laugh. I really, really did.
Oh, God.
That sucker can do wheelies like nobody's business, though.
Oh, God.
I want to go home and watch it again. Yeah. The Top Gear is so awesome. I haven't seen... When's the U.S. version of Top Gear supposed to release?
Pretty soon. Either this coming week or next week. It's going to debut.
You know, I really think it's great that they're doing it, but
I think it's going to be on the History Channel?
Whatever.
Or the Discovery Channel? I can't remember which one.
There's just... I don't know how they're going to top the original.
I heard it's pretty good, though.
Really? Yeah. Well, I hope they can pull it off because the humor...
Yeah,
what's the one that they did before where they tried to beat the crap out of that Toyota truck? They tried to destroy it and they couldn't do it.
Oh, and they launched off a cliff and it still started.
They let it swim around in the ocean for a while. That's one of my favorites of all time. That thing's unbelievable. It's just a great show. I wish they had it over here. Well, I guess they do. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that in a future episode. Speaking of which, I think are we out of time?
We have reached that point in the show which we have run out of time.
Man, this was a fun, fact-filled, action-packed, ass-packed episode.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say here?
I don't know.
I think it's time to get out of here. Maybe me and Templar Knight are going to go and have a few whiskey sours and a couple of shots of Jaeger and then talk about paint colors or something like that.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week, everybody. Get your voicemails in. You got one day to get your winter storage tips in, so you can get your hat tossed into that prize ring. And I'm out.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.